The epistle for today's votive mass of the Blessed Sacrament is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, for I myself have received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke, and said, "This is my body, which shall be given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner also the cup, after he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks unworthily, without distinguishing the body, eats and drinks judgment to himself." And the Holy Gospel. It is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to the crowds of the Jews, "My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and as I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and died. He who eats this bread shall live forever." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Our Lord is always making intercession for us. These words are taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During World War II, two soldiers by the names of Tom and Bob. These soldiers were crouched in a trench. Usually, the arrival of the mail perked up their spirits. But this time, Bob seemed depressed. "What's wrong, Bob?" asked his buddy. "Did you get bad news?" "Yes, very bad," muttered Bob. "Sorry. Do you want to tell me?" "Well, Tom, it's sad news, but it's also maddening news. My mom just wrote that they had 40 hours devotion in our parish a few weeks ago. And on the second day when the Mass for Peace was offered, as you know, there were only about 100 people present. Our church seats 600, and there are at least twice that many parishioners. Why weren't they there praying for peace when we guys are out here fighting, bleeding, suffering, and even dying for them? No wonder you feel sad, Bob, and mad, too. Sort of gets me, too." My dear friends, today we open 40 hours devotion. The Mass is offered during 40 hours devotion, today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. Are so special, they actually outrank the other Masses on those days. The Mass today and on Tuesday is the votive privileged Mass of the Blessed Sacrament. The Mass tomorrow between the first and third Masses is called the Mass pro pace, the Mass for peace. In St. Paul's epistle, he wrote that our Lord is always living to make intercession for us. starting today and over the next 40 hours, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is going to be doing just that, making intercession for us, living in the tabernacle day and night. Today, he comes closer to us on the altar, enthroned in the monstrance, pleading with each and every one of us more earnestly. His heart is burning and throbbing with love, and the love may not burst forth. In other words, if our Lord could use his omnipotence and stretching out his hand, say the words, "Be converted," which would compel men to follow his command, then he would not need prayer for himself. He would not need prayer from himself, and he would not need prayer from us to gain souls to him. And so he is stretching out his hands to us, saying, "Give me something for that perishing soul. Give me something for that soul that is in mortal sin, for the one who has lost sanctifying grace." He's looking at us from the altar saying, "Help me save souls. Give me a prayer, a work. Give me a humiliation." He is waiting for these, our gifts. He is ready to take them and use them for the salvation of others. You know, throughout the whole year, our Lord looks forward to these next 40 hours when he can be consoled by us, to hear what we have to say to him. He looks forward to our prayers and conversations with him. Our Lord Jesus dwells in the tabernacle and with us more closely while in the monstrance, that he may have a personal, close relationship with each and every soul that he has created. And we may infer this from these words of Scripture, where it says, from our Lord's point of view, "I sleep, but my heart watches." From the monstrance, Jesus sees us enter the back of the church. He knows the sacrifice we have to make to come here. He knows before we even think about coming here. This is one of the greatest gifts we can give our Lord, time with him. Helps to think we must not be satisfied with the graces we have. We have to long for more graces. We must be certain that our Lord has more graces in store for us if we desire them strongly and sincerely. And who better than Our Lady can help us ardently desire these graces? As we know, the Holy Eucharist is a continued incarnation. It is the continuation of the gift of Our Lady. She keeps on giving us Jesus daily, as she one day gave him to us in Bethlehem. The priest at the consecration during the Mass works a similar miracle, and into his hands the Son of God, already the Son of Mary, descends. The words of the priest are therefore like an echo of Mary's words. Now, in 2022, as at that time, centuries ago, most men neither love him nor care to thank him for what he has done for them. In our day and age, just as at that time, somebody should volunteer to make up for this ingratitude. At that time, it was Our Lady. Now, it should be us with Our Lady. Today, our Heavenly Mother is consoled and satisfied when she sees souls surrounding her Eucharistic altar to honor, to adore, and to love her Son, our Lord, who is with us in the Most Holy Host. Let us then take time over the next 40 hours to come, to kneel, to be with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, to ask Him for those graces we need, to beseech our Lord for those graces other souls need that rely on us. There are people in the world today who need our prayers. We need prayers, just like those soldiers needed prayers during World War II. Tomorrow is the Mass for Peace. Let us make every effort to be here. And of course, throughout the 40 hours, let us fill the church then over the space of the next 40 hours. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.